went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those 3 times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. The cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I'll be the one answering that phone 99% of the time. So if you need to speak, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you are looking for direction, whatever your concern may be, I am happy to help you along those lines and give you the understanding that you need so that you can take control of your health and take control of your life and live life the way that it was intended to be lived with joy and love and health and abundance and prosperity and all those good things. If you don't want to call me directly, you can certainly email me directly. My best email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have with your health concerns. And we're here each week. We would like to remind you of my co-host, the gentleman who's behind the scenes, the man who puts the topics together, develops the material, asks the questions, and creates the clarity for you by keeping me on point. He's somebody that I've very fond of and been friends with for quite a long time, and he's more than just a man on the other end of the mic. He's a interfaith minister, he's a marketing guru, and he's a parent extraordinaire, and his name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's always a pleasure to be here, and you know, today I wanted to focus us on kind of the mental component of healing, because healing is more than just the physical part of being symptom free. And if you're thinking about being healthy, if you want to be, if you need to be healed from something, there are a lot of different components to what healing is, and from a holistic perspective.
Absolutely, Mark. Holistic healing is looking at the body from as many different perspectives as possible in understanding the relationships between the normal functioning body and the malfunctioning body, and then determining the underlying reasons for why someone would get sick or get a problem to begin with. And at our office, we can help the person as a triune being, not just a physical being. And what that means is helping the body, helping the mind, and helping the spirit live as one within balance and harmony within the body. So there's a mindset that goes along with it, and there's certainly the physical aspects of it. And again, the third component being the spiritual aspect of it. And you have to get all three of those on the same page. And when you're able to get all three of those on the same page, then a person can just be in the environment doing God's work and helping serve the purpose of being a human being, which is to help other human beings. And when you don't have any problems and you can take care of yourself, then you can focus your energy externally in an effort to help other people achieve the same state.
So really, healing is a balance between all these aspects of your humanity.
Yes, body, mind, and spirit, and getting along socially and out in our environment with everything that's around us, and that includes society, that includes nature, that includes certainly the animal and the plant kingdoms, and looking at the globe itself and trying to figure out how to support the survival of everything that's on the globe.
It's so interesting because a major component to healing your body is the alignment of that mental disposition. And I'm curious to see what you say the role of your mental aspect or attitude is in your being healthy.
Well, your mental outlook has everything to do with your ability to express health and ties into your long-term health and the degrees of chronicity a person may have when they present for care. And so somebody that has a chronic problem, I know they've been holding a particular mindset for a very, very long time, versus somebody that has an acute problem. That's something that is more recent in their history. But anytime you have a chronic disease, whether it's a diabetes, whether it's a blood pressure, whether it's cholesterol, whether it's heart disease, whether it's cancer, whatever the case is, there's a long-term chronic holding of a particular mindset that's going to help facilitate that disease process within the individual.
So the mental aspect, I mean, obviously there must be physical aspects, like I know with diabetes, diet is a big portion of what that is. So how does the mental aspect relate to what you're doing, say, with your diet, if you have something like diabetes?
Well, with diabetes, exactly. With diabetes, you need to appreciate that that's going to be probably more of a question of self-esteem. Self-esteem is going to cause you to reach for things in an effort to try to prop up or make yourself feel better. And so people who typically have diabetes, they have an underlying long-term chronic issue with feeling comfortable within their own skin in relationship to how they deal with their external environment. And if they don't feel confident, if they don't feel empowered, if they don't feel secure in what it is that they're doing, if they feel a sense of low self-esteem, if they feel a sense of doubt, if they feel indecisive, if they feel, they hold their emotions in as opposed to expressing their emotions just because of their personality type and how they feel comfortable in terms of expressing versus holding on to. All of those things are going to create the imbalances that affect the self-esteem and affect the liver and how all of that gets processed. And ultimately, that's going to lead to imbalances within their blood sugar. When a person has that, I know that they have a lot of internal stuff going on in their mind related to how they see themselves in relationship to their environment, their life, and the people that are in their life.
So a lot of that has to do with your eating foods that are going to sort of salve that particular mental state.
Right. You have a particular mental state which is going to drive you to eat those certain foods in an effort to try to satiate that mental state. So when a person has low self-esteem, they are going to reach for something sweet every time.
Mm-hmm. So Well, it makes me wonder, can you just think your way back to better health?
Think your way? Yes, you can, but it will require some consistent diligence in order for that to occur. Health and being healthy is a lifetime endeavor, and so appreciating the first step for anybody with any kind of addiction is to acknowledge that they have an addiction. Okay. The first thing with any health issue that a person has is to get the body to acknowledge that what it's doing is wrong. It's not the ideal outcome. And until you get the body to acknowledge that what it's doing, like I just had a patient earlier this morning that, you know, we were talking about why they have some of their symptoms back that they haven't had in a while. And I was like, well, tell me what you're doing. He's like, well, you know, I prefer Dunkin' Donuts coffee over, say, Starbucks coffee. And so I go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning and get a coffee. And I'm like, well, do you get a coffee just plus black coffee, or do you get a coffee plus whatever they're going to put in that coffee? And are you grabbing anything along with the coffee? And he's like, yeah, I get a chocolate glazed donut. And I'm like, okay, so everything that you're eating for breakfast is sugar. And then we got into discussing, well, why are you reaching for that? Why are you going to that particular place? And yeah, it's a taste thing. Well, your taste is regulated by your stomach, spleen, and pancreas. So what are the emotions that affect your stomach, spleen, pancreas that's causing you to feel that you need to stimulate them in a particular way in an effort to make them feel more balanced and more harmonious within you? And that's when we can get into looking at the emotions of lack of control over events or low self-esteem or, I don't know, just feeling disgusted with what's going on in your life or feeling oversympathetic because, you know, in this particular case, this gentleman's dog is suffering with cancer and having to take care of this dog that has been part of their family for 14 years and all of that. So there's a lot that goes into it. But if you don't have the understanding of how all that ties in, then, you know, it's better to just do what the medical profession does. Just suppress your symptoms with toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects and think that you're done with it. But you're not going to be done with it. You need to truly get to the source of a person's imbalance or their dysfunction, and you want to address it in the most holistic way possible.
Well, it sounds so complicated that if the idea of getting a sugar glazed donut because it makes you feel better, that seems like a one-to-one direct impact of, you know, I get that donut and I feel better. But you're saying that there's something else that's going on in the body which may not have that immediate where you can immediately recognize the long-term effects of what's happening. So your craving for sweets or something like that might direct you to doing something that ultimately has a negative impact on your health.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's a question of understanding what came first, the chicken or the egg. Okay, a person doesn't feel good about themselves, so they start eating poorly,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the eating poorly affects how their body processes information, affects how their body absorbs the food, affects how the brain functions as a result of what you're putting in the body because you're eating the crap food. And then what does it do? It self-perpetuates the whole cycle, and you have a dwindling spiral that ultimately facilitates having a health problem. And the challenge is that people don't necessarily understand what they're thinking and how they're feeling and what it makes go on as far as all of that goes.
Yeah, I mean, because there's the mental complexity of being able to be conscious of what's happening seems to be very indirectly related to what's happening on that deeper level.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And when you go to a doctor and the doctor asks you about your symptoms and gives you something specifically for your symptoms, do you think that helps the overall returning of a person back to balance? Or
no.
Does it just, you know, it's like, okay, you're just simply putting the fire out, but the gas is still on, and there's still the area that's going to create the spark within the end, and so the fire is going to keep coming back. And we just need to understand, okay, what it's okay to take something short-term in order to get yourself out of crisis.
Right.
But you need to understand the mechanism of what got you into the crisis, and you need to address that.
So it would make me think that really what's really key to being able to get back on this journey to health is that you have to know where you're beginning.
Yeah, you need your starting point, and that's why we do a full-body evaluation on everyone to determine where a person is starting from. And we do this on all three levels, body, mind, and spirit. And within those three aspects, we also look at the nutrition, the allergic, the physiological, and we tie it all together in regards to the specific individual that we're talking to. And so it truly is a holistic way of looking at a person and looking at their health and helping them figure out how to get into the driver's seat of their health mm-hmm. so that they don't have health issues.
So that communication between your mind and your body, that's all that has to pass through your nervous system.
Correct.
Okay. So if that's true, there are in fact really more than one aspect to your nervous system. There are divisions to that nervous system. There's the autonomic, there's the parasympathetic, and then there's the enteric, if I'm correct. So could you give us a brief overview of those three aspects of the mental component?
Well, just appreciate that your autonomic nervous system is divided into two parts. There's the sympathetic, which is the fight-flight response and the uh-huh. alarm response. And then there's the parasympathetic, which is more about digestion and healing and sleeping and all of those things. And so mm-hmm. one's a gas pedal and one's a brake, depending upon what's going on.
Okay.
And so we want to maintain the balance within that autonomic nervous system on all levels. Okay. You did mention the enteric nervous system, which mm-hmm. is that nervous system that helps us digest our food and allow us to absorb things in a more efficient manner so that the body knows what to do with it. And within that, there's all the chemicals that affect how the brain functions as a result. So that definitely impacts our mood, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so we got the autonomic nervous system that subsists of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. We got the enteric nervous system and, the overall general nervous system in terms of our brain and how it coordinates and communicates up and down to the body mm-hmm. and maintaining the level of function that goes on with that. It's all vitally important that it all works together. And what influences that mm-hmm. is what we put into the body. Because if you're putting things that are not good ingredients, that's going to affect how the mental aspects that regulate the whole function works, okay? If you put quality ingredients in with high-quality food or using high-quality food supplements to fill in the gaps in your diet, okay, then the body can respond in a more normal and balanced fashion. And again, that's mentally, that's physically, that's physiologically, that's chemically, that's on every aspect. And that's ultimately what we want for our listeners to understand is there's a way to get you back into balance, mm-hmm. but you have to know where you're starting from. And mm-hmm. you have to know, okay, it's like if you get into your car and you got one of these new cars that has a GPS that comes with the car. And, when I go visit my parents, they always have their map on because my mom likes to look at the map from the map perspective and see where they're going and what roads are and this mm-hmm. and that and the other thing. When you have a GPS system, it shows you where you are and it helps you appreciate where you're going. And when you understand that, you can get to where you're going successfully without there being an issue.
Right.
Well, shouldn't your health be the same way?
It would seem so, but I really want to sort of have a better understanding of how these things that are not conscious. In other words, if you're looking at the map, you know, you can see where you're starting, you can see where you're going. What you really want to know is in your health, there are things that you're not conscious of, so you're not aware of, so you're not seeing the map. So the things that you're talking about being able to deal with issues related to diet and stuff, that's not stuff that most people are consciously aware of. So in order to be able to treat that aspect of your health, how do you manage to address that? I mean, that's really the heart of what your work is.
Right. Well, at the end of the day, we have a very valuable tool in our office, and there's lots of practitioners that use these tools, not just healthcare practitioners, but there's a lot of different people that use a very valuable tool, the tool of manual muscle testing. And manual muscle testing is a form of neurofeedback. It's a connection between your brain and your body using a strong, intact muscle to be able to ask the body questions. And when you know how to use muscle testing to inquire within the body in terms of what's working and what's not working, and then you go to the next level, which is understanding, well, why is it not working? And you can ask questions related to the different reasons for why it's not working. You can start to peel back the layers to get to the source of what's going on with a person. And so when a person comes into the office, we use this tool of manual muscle testing, one, to make sure that their nervous system is communicating accurately, 2, to make sure that the nervous system can interpret information accurately, and 3, to make sure that it upregulates and downregulates, meaning from the body to the brain and from the brain back to the body accurately. And once we know that every aspect of that part of your nervous system is working properly, then we can literally ask the body questions. We can ask questions of a physical nature. We can ask questions of a mental nature. We can ask questions of a chemical nature. We can ask questions related to allergies. We can ask questions related to a person's emotional state. We can ask questions related to how the body's functioning physiologically. And we look at the person holistically, and by addressing the person holistically and understanding that there is that triune being of body, mind, and spirit, you want to make sure that all three levels are all in agreement with what the body's doing. And when you can get the body to be in agreement on all three of those levels, then the body doesn't have any issues.
Well, I'm curious about the first part of that, that you need to make sure the communication is happening between the mind and the body. So if somebody comes in and that communication is not working correctly, how do you address that?
Well, we will then go into a series of questions related to, okay, well, why is that short-circuiting, or why is it malfunctioning? And at the end of the day, whether their system's working right or we have to make that correction before we can figure out what's going on with the body, there's 5 main reasons for why that would happen, okay? That can be external pathogens that get into the body. We're talking like parasites, bacteria, viruses, fungi, etc. We can look at the foods that are affecting how the body functions. We can look at the chemicals that we're exposed to related to impacting function. We can look at heavy metals that affect how the body functions. Or we can look at to see if there's any level of scarring that interferes with the meridian system that will impact how a body functions. And interestingly enough, I had a gentleman this morning who came into the office, and one of the things that was bothering him that was short-circuiting his system was a thing called dioxins. And dioxins are things that are in our environment and, you know, affect our waters and et cetera. And, you know, so we addressed the effect that his body was having as a result of being exposed to dioxins. And, it reconnected and rebooted essentially his whole digestive system as a result. Because he was being exposed to these dioxins, it was short-circuiting his whole digestive system. Wow. To where anything that he was eating was creating a problem. And so when we discovered that and we addressed that, he'll call me later today because I essentially need to understand what things have changed as a result of what we did this morning, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's, that in itself is interesting, that here it is, you see a patient in the morning, and then later that same day, you're asking your patient to get back in touch with you to hear what the outcome of the treatment that you provided for him is. It's a different level of care. It's a different aspect of how you are taking care. I mean, that's not typically what you would expect when you go to a medical doctor.
Well, that's because more times than not, medicine is both an active and a passive way of doing things. If they give you medication and you just take that medication every day for the rest of your life, that's passive treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not physically involved with the process. Okay, but I can't prescribe medication. And because I can't prescribe medication, I need to be more actively involved in what's going on with them. And so if they come in with a particular symptom, okay, let's say they have chronic diarrhea when they finally get to my office, and we do something to help stop that from happening, okay, depending upon the level of irritation, it may stop within an hour or it may stop within several hours.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know. I want the feedback to know, okay, because the next time that I see them, and I may see them in a day or in a couple of days, because we have to unravel what it is that's going on with them, I need to know that what I'm doing is moving them in the right direction and how fast their body responds. And if their body takes 4 days to respond versus one that takes 4 hours to respond, the one that takes 4 days to respond is going to take longer to get them back to balance than the one that takes 4 hours to respond.
Sure, it makes sense.
So it's the management of the patient is unique to the patient, and everybody requires a different level of management. But at the end of the day, I'm not interested in managing by short-circuiting their ability to know they have a symptom. I'm looking to manage them by knowing that their body's returning back to balance and working the way that it's intended to work.
Powerful, powerful message. This is a great conversation, Dr. Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this idea of the healing state of mind.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today, Mark and I have been talking about, what are we calling this?
Well, it's a healing state of mind. I mean, I'm just so curious. We were talking in the first segment about the complexity of the human mind and the human body and how all this, you know, there's so many different parts to your bodies, and they're all these systems are connected to each other.
Yes.
So when I understand it, that the brain and the belly, the enteric brain, it perceives, it thinks, it learns, it decides, it acts, and remembers things all on its own. You have gut feelings. And so how can you tell what's happening in your bellies from what's happening with your health in your head?
Well, it's interesting that have you ever been in a situation to where your gut was telling you that something was off?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. I like to watch NCIS, and I call it the Gibbs gut, okay, because Gibbs always gets his gut feelings, and he knows when something's off, and, you know, they take an hour to figure out what that is, and mm-hmm. he always seems to be right about it. And that's an important thing to understand, because we all have that special sense, if you will, where your gut will always steer you in the right direction and will let you know what's going on. And that's because of that connection between your digestive system and the part of the nervous system that lines that digestive system called your enteric nervous system. And it is very exact and very closely regulated, and it helps us understand how to survive and how to deal with what's going on life-wise. And it also impacts what choices we make food-wise and how that impacts how everything works. And if there was no crap food in the world, if we were just going to eat things that came out of the Garden of Eden, just your fruits and your vegetables and having high-quality proteins from animal sources, etc., and there was nothing refined, nothing processed, nothing chemicalized, nothing bastardized, none of those things. If we didn't have any of that in our environment, we would be significantly healthier people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've moved away from it. We moved away from it when we started violating the Healthy Food Act of 1906, I believe it was, which says that you can't do anything to food if it's going to change the way that the consumer processes that food. But when they rewrote the laws of the Food and Drug Administration in the early 1930s, the emphasis came on, you know, processing food and using medicinals and drugs and chemicals in our food, et cetera. And so we've moved away from that. And it's, you know, it's been 90 years since that started. And we have issues as a result of that that impacts our health. And all of it has to do with what we're being exposed to, and how our body's able to process it or not able to process it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly tell my children that they should listen to their feelings and their gut sense of what's right and what's wrong, and that should be governing what they do. But it's interesting that when you talk about what's happening with our diets and the fact that the foods that we're taking in are processed and have been changed and altered by these various functions, and those functions are governed not by what's healthy for people, but by what's healthy for the companies that produce the food. I've noticed that. That what's happening is that there's a long-term effect, and certainly the statistics are there that we are seeing increase in all these different health concerns like heart disease, like diabetes, high blood pressure, all those things which are related to these long-term effects. They're not like you slip and fall and you sprain your ankle. These are long-term things and require long-term treatment. And to reverse those things requires your participation. Now, when you're involved in the process of healing and you start to do these changes to, let's say, you go to see somebody like yourself and you're getting the kind of support you need for your nutritional needs, how does that affect your mental outlook? Does your mental outlook change as a course of doing that kind of process?
Well, yes, it does. It's interesting. When somebody comes to me and they're in a state of crisis and they're in a state of they're being beat down by their health, so to speak, and they're not very enthusiastic about what's what because they've had this problem or they've tried a bunch of different practitioners, their situation isn't changing for the better, and they're kind of being caved in by their health situation. When they come into my office, I have one thing in mind for that person while they're in my office on that first visit.
What's that?
To give them hope, just simply to give them hope. And I give them hope by helping them to understand exactly what's going on with them, why they feel what they feel, that they're not crazy for feeling the way that they're feeling. They're actually justified in why their body's doing what it's doing because of what's going on within their system and within all of their systems and how their body is resulting from what it needs to do in order to balance itself just so that it can survive. And so when a person comes into me with a chronic health issue, when a person comes into me with something that they've been to a bunch of different doctors to try to remedy and they haven't been able to remedy it, when they finally get into my office, the only thing that I want to give them is the understanding that they need as to why they're in the situation that they're in. And again, it goes back to our GPS analogy. You need to identify where you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. And once we know exactly what's going on with the person, I tell them, and the good news is I know exactly how to fix this. And because I know what is going on with you, it's actually not really hard to fix. We just need to go through the process of fixing it. And when it involves multiple systems, when it involves their digestive system, their endocrine system, when it involves their hormonal system, when it involves their immune system, when you have all of that going on, and it also is affecting specific organs and specific glands associated with all of those systems, then you need to help peel back the layers and give a person an understanding it's okay. It's all right that you have, it's not okay that you have all these imbalances, but from my perspective, I can see how all of it is related, and I can see how we're going to put it all back together so that you don't have these issues anymore. On all of the levels.
So you take a step-by-step process to bring everything back into balance.
Right. But again, in the first visit, we need to understand exactly what's wrong and, more importantly, why it's wrong. And if you don't address the why, then the what never goes away. But as soon as you address the why somebody has a problem, the what they have definitely goes away.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's really interesting that in your body that there are these microscopic inhabitants, especially in your digestive system, but throughout your body. And all those things which are not part of your physical body, they're within your body, are subtly altering things like your moods, your emotions, and maybe even your personality. So this is something that you've talked about for a long time.
Yeah, it's the microbiome, and the microbiome of all the different microbes that make up the surface of your skin, make up the surface of your lungs, and make up the surface of your whole digestive system. Those microbes live in a particular environment, and you can influence that environment for the good and you can influence that environment for the bad. And when you're eating completely refined and processed food, when you're eating your white sugars, when you're drinking these chemical drinks that have wonderful flavors to them and have wonderful aromas to them and all of those kinds of things that people consume on a regular basis, you need to understand that there's consequences to consuming that in terms of what it does to your digestive system and what it does to the microbiome that's outside of your digestive system, meaning your lungs and your skin. And so when a person has a psoriasis or when a person has an asthma or when a person has some level of digestive upset, okay, we want to take a look at what's going on with that microbiome within that particular individual and understand, okay, is it balanced? Is it out of balance? Are you feeding the negative microbes in there that are there for a purpose? Okay, they serve a vital purpose. We need them to be there. But if you're feeding them more than you're feeding the ones that are there for health purposes, then your body's going to produce more non-health than it is going to produce health. And knowing that, understanding that, knowing how to address it, knowing how to return it back to balance, that's where the expertise comes in from the number of years of experience specifically that I have, but other practitioners have. And you know, you as a consumer don't necessarily know what the right questions are to ask your practitioner. It's interesting, there's some sort of new medication out there that has to do with a pancreas insufficiency thing, and they're saying that you really need to go to your doctor and you really need to break down your symptoms for them. And that's what the commercial keeps saying. And it's like, well, you should have been doing that all along. But yeah, you need to take a more active role in helping to express to your healthcare provider what's going on. And if they're like, well, we need to run some tests in order to figure it out, you come to me, I'm going to tell you what is going on with you before I even consider ordering any tests. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be like, you know what? No, I don't need to order a big expensive test. If you want the test to validate what I'm telling you, that's fine. You can order the test. I'm not going to order the test because I'm here to minimize your healthcare costs, not maximize them. And, you know, when people develop a trust in what it is that I do because I've helped all of their friends and families, et cetera, before they come to see me, then it's like, okay, well, all right, it's this conservative way of going about things and this alternative way of going about things is different. I need to take some time to get used to it. But all right, if you're not costing me an arm and a leg because you're not sending me for big expensive tests because you don't seem to think that they're necessary, yeah, let's see where this goes kind of thing.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, that's certainly a question that must come up in your practice quite a bit because what you do is so different from we typically think about healthcare. So how is it that the trust gets built? I mean, I've known you for a long time, so I know your expertise, and obviously we're here talking about the things that you do. But for somebody that is unfamiliar with the kind of care that you give, how do you bridge that gap between the old way of doing things by going to the medical doctor and turning your health over to becoming a proactive participant in your healthcare?
Well, we have conversations about the difference between the two. And more times than not, when a person finally comes to see me, they're typically fed up with the traditional allopathic medical way of doing things because the doctor doesn't ever answer their questions. The doctor doesn't have time to answer their questions. And so when I sit down and I do an interview process with a patient, which is called our consultation, and I ask them questions that their doctor's never asked, and I give them answers that they've never had before, and I get to not the what they have, but the why they have it. When you address the why appropriately, the what goes away. Are you interested in that? And they're like, yeah, I've been dying for that. I've been asking the doctors for that. Why do I have this? And they say, well, this is just a normal process of aging, or it's your genetics. And what they're doing is they're hanging the responsibility on something that they can't verify one way or another. And people actually go along with it because they figure that their doctor knows better than they do. But now that we have this cool research tool available to us called Google, okay, we can go ask these questions to Google, and Google will give us a little vein of truth in terms of until we specify the question enough. And it's interesting. If you ask one question to Google, what comes? You get a response, but you also get a whole bunch of other various questions that are along the same vein, and you can click on those and see what those are, and those link to articles that can go to whatever. And that's essentially why I've designed my website, because I want people to have those answers, and I try to do that as completely as possible. But what's important is when a person has a concern, if you're not going to address the underlying reason for it, then you're wasting their time. And it may allow you to make a good living as a result of treating the person, of making them believe that there's no cure for whatever it is that they have, that this is always going to be a chronic condition. Every chronic condition I've ever seen in my office has a reason for why it becomes chronic. And when you address the reason, the problem goes away.
Well, it's interesting that so many of the people that come to you have come out of the frustration of not being able to get the kind of care they need. So you must see a lot of people who sort of reached the end of their rope.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And this is kind of along the lines of what we talked about a few weeks back when I'm like, well, where's the care? Where's the true care in healthcare? Most of healthcare is about ordering tests and giving results and putting people on treatment plans. And there's not a true sense of heartfelt commitment that goes into it. It's a very sterile environment. It's a very, you know, and part of what they've done in terms of some of these chronic treatments, okay, they're trying to make doctors seem like regular human beings. Well, of course they're regular human beings. They're a human being who's focused their career into a particular discipline that allows them to have a certain level of understanding that the average person doesn't have because there's a lot that goes into the educational process. Great. So, yeah, I mean, down where I live in Pooler, I see these commercials for such and such hospital where they show a patient who had a problem and they show their doctor who was the one that corrected the problem. And they show them out in public environments participating in normal human activities together, like throwing footballs or what have you. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, so they're making doctors a little bit more real. But at the end of the day, what's most important is when somebody comes to me that has been to those kinds of doctors and has had that level of care and they come into my office and I ask them, do you understand why you have your problem? Which is really the most foundational question that you can ask anybody. Why do you have something?
Right.
And they don't know why they have it. Well, my doctor thinks it's my genetics. And it's like, well, okay, do all your family members have these things? And sometimes it's a yes and sometimes it's a no. And okay, well, your environment regulates and your way of life regulates what genes turn on and what genes turn off. And it's called your epigenetics, which is your lifestyle that promotes and provokes whether a gene turns on or doesn't turn on kind of thing. And so your genetics plays a role, but it's not the causative factor. And so what's important is to help the person to understand, okay, answer the question why you have this, and then they go from being a passenger in their healthcare to being the driver in their healthcare. And then you can actually regulate the kind of care that you get, and it ends up truly being about caring for, not just simply treating. And unfortunately, so much of what goes on in healthcare is more about treatment than it is about true care. And so I want people to get the care that they need, which, you know, means that you're invested in it as well,
mm-hmm.
and not just, quote, treating them and having them just be another number or another chart or another person that comes to you that has the same type of condition that everybody else has. And I just want to know why people have what they have. And when you address, again, when you address the why of what it is, the what goes away.
And just the idea of being able to take control and being the in control of your own health is an empowering thing for people. And people that want to be empowered rather than be passive participants, this is a different way for them to go.
Right, and that's the most important thing. You as an individual want to be in charge of what goes on with you. You want to be empowered. You want to be the one that regulates what happens and what doesn't happen. And when things go awry, when you go off the rails or you go off the ranch kind of thing, all you want to do is, how do I get back? I made a mistake. I made a wrong choice, and I didn't know the choice that I made was going to lead me over to here. But now that I'm here and I recognize somewhere in the past I made a wrong choice, how do I get back to where I need to be? You know, that's the process of life. That's the gift that God has given all of us, the free will to make our choices and to understand from the choices and to learn from our choices what works versus what doesn't work. And if what you're doing isn't currently working and it's causing you to have a health problem, okay, I want to help empower you to understand how to change that back to where you don't have a health problem.
That's a great offer. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions I'd like to ask you about this healing state of mind and how you can use it to turn your own health around.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone. It is the phone that I answer and carry with me wherever I go. That phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Having a health problem is not okay. You are not meant to be sick. You are not meant to have chronic disease by any stretch of the word whatsoever. And if you find yourself in one of these situations and you'd like to do somebody to change that because you have more life left within you and you want to live the life that you were meant to live and not necessarily the one that your health has restricted you to, by all means, get in touch with me and I will teach you how to recover your health and teach you how to get back in the game of life and increase the joy that you have in your life. And Mark and I have been talking about a healthy state of mind today, and you have more questions, Mark?
Well, it makes me wonder what you're saying here, and as we come back, is if somebody has a condition that's not likely to go away in their life, what do you do for somebody like that who comes into it is pretty far down the ill health road?
Well, at the end of the day, like I said, what's the first thing that I want to do on the first visit is I want to give somebody a sense of hope. Okay. Yes, you may have, a joint that is totally disintegrated and you're going to need to have surgery on it, and there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to walk in a normal fashion, or you have a lifelong autoimmune rheumatoid type arthritis thing to where the joints in your hands and feet are really gnarly and inflamed and deformed and all of that. And yeah, you're not going to go back to having hands and feet that are absolutely perfect and pristine and have normal function. But the interesting thing of just the whole experience of being a human is the fact that we're like Marines. We have the ability to adapt and to overcome. And helping to spark within somebody the desire to not succumb to their situation, to give them hope and mm-hmm. to give them a sense of, this is a tough situation and it's bad that I have this situation, but you know what? I'm going to make the best of this situation. I mean, we've seen television specials. We've all heard stories and seen movies about people who've had to overcome really, really traumatic health concerns, and it doesn't change their state of mind. Okay. Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, he comes to mind.
Okay, he comes to mind. The great thinking mind, I can't remember his name right now. They used to talk about him on the Big Bang Theory, and he was
Stephen
like...
Stephen Hawking,
okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? Stephen Hawking was confined to a wheelchair for a great majority of his life, but that didn't interfere with the brilliance of what went on in his mind. And it's like, okay, you have a choice to make every single day. You can give in to what's going on, or you can overcome what's going on. And that's an attitude. That's a state of mind. And that's mm-hmm. going to make all the difference in the world, okay? Do you see a glass as being half full, or do you see a glass being half empty? I ask people, tell me what the difference is in these two statements. We're already halfway there versus we're only halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a completely different feel about it. Each one has a completely different energy about it. And when you understand just subtly changing your perspective from a place of pessimism to a place of optimism and having a sense of hope, okay, you can transform any of these conditions. And you can have the condition, but it doesn't have to define you. And somebody like a Stephen Hawking and somebody like a Christopher Reeves, and there's countless of them that whose names aren't even known, but they're out there and they're participating in life and they're doing it in a way that really inspires others. And, you know, every time I see somebody that has what is considered a handicap, okay, and they're out participating in life, I really appreciate them, and I'll take the time to acknowledge them, and I'll take the time to let them know that, you know, I really, you know, admire your perseverance and not succumbing to your particular situation. And these are perfect strangers that I don't know, but I do know this, that it comes with love and it comes with intention to keep inspiring them to go on, because I don't know this person. So maybe they're being caved in by their situation, but they're not letting it destroy them, and they're struggling against whatever it is that they're up against. Well, maybe just having somebody give you a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of acknowledgement may get you through the day. I had a patient who used to work at Sing Sing Prison in Austin, New York, and he was one of the main, quote, pit bosses, if you will, okay? And he related a story to me to where one of his sergeants or whatever, he bumped into the hallway one day, and he knew every one of the people on his block by name, and he had a conversation with the guy, and the guy came back to him a couple days later and said, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me the other day, because truth be told, I wanted to go home and kill myself that night. And because of our conversation, I didn't. And I just wanted to tell you that what you said to me the other day has literally changed my life. And That's the purpose of what a human being is to inspire and to empower and to support and to have compassion for and be nurturing to and be a part of helping other human beings in life. And we're here to help everybody.
Well, this goes to, you know, as we finish up the show today, it goes to the heart of what it is that you're about and what it is that you're doing, which is to be able to help participate in people that come to you who may have a health challenge and who want to be able to find their way back into their health, the healthiest way they can be, or to at least be without conditions upon whatever circumstances they have, to still be inspired to move forward, to take a positive attitude, and to help move their own lives forward. So if somebody is facing a health condition where they feel hopeless and they want to reach out and they want to find a different way to deal with themselves and their lives, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is what I've always given to people, which is my cell phone. It is my cell phone. It is the phone that I answer. It is a direct line to me. You know, a lot of times you want to talk to your doctor and you can't get a hold of your doctor. You want to get a hold of me, this is what you're going to do. You're going to call me directly, and I'm going to be the one that answers the phone. And it still surprises me that people are surprised when I answer the phone. So you're the doctor? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, where'd you get my number? Well, I got it off of your radio show. And I said, well, didn't I tell you I would be the one answering the phone? And they're still surprised that I'm the one answering the phone. No, this is my direct phone number. The best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. I will get back to you. I get like 1,500 emails a day, but I go through every single one of them, and I look to see, you know, what's going on. And there's a form on my website at spineboy.com, which allows you to connect with me in a way that lets me know that you're a new patient and that you have a question, and there's a place for you to ask your question. And I'm going to answer your question. But at the end of the day, again, what I've said this whole show and what I try to to instill within my listeners is the fact that I'm here to give a person hope. I'm here to help a person understand what's really going on with them and what they need to do in order to unravel it. And when you understand the mechanism behind what's going on with you, and we show you a pathway out of it, okay, then all we're going to do is I'm going to walk with you on that path until you get to a place where you don't need me to walk with you. But I'm always going to be in the background waiting to see if you're going to slip and fall, I'm going to be there to catch you kind of thing. And it's whatever that we have to do. But I want to thank you, Mark, for putting this show together. And I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. And I really appreciate your listenership. And my hope is that you'll come back next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill.